Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Nearly every news story presents it as a fact that immigrants, legal and illegal, have a net positive effect on the U.S. economy. This even appears to be the position of the Bush administration. The truth, however, is that when you include all the expenses connected with taxpayer benefits and services, legal and illegal immigrants inflict a drain on the U.S. economy. Of course, some employers, such as those in agriculture, may benefit from cheap labor. But the real facts are that illegal aliens are costing the nation much more than they contribute to it. The National Research Council estimates that the net fiscal cost of immigration ranges from $11 billion to $22 billion a year, with most of that money paid by state and local taxpayers. The illegal aliens make little use of direct welfare, but because they are disproportionately low-skilled and earn low wages, they are massive users of other social benefits and government services, such as emergency medical care, schools for their children, the earned income tax credit, housing subsidies, and criminal justice. The costs are worse for the border states. California taxpayers spend $3 to $4 billion a year providing services for illegal aliens. Some estimates are that Texas taxpayers pay even more. Where is all this cash going? Well, it's not being spent in our local stores. Most of it is going back to Mexico. Last year, Mexico received $17 billion from its nationals working in the United States. That is the second largest source of income for Mexico after oil revenues. Remember how the Mexican peso was bailed out in 1995 by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank? Well, guess who put up the money for those two organizations to give away? On top of that, we gave more than $33 million in U.S. foreign aid to Mexico last year. There's nothing cheap about cheap labor. The American taxpayers are finding it very expensive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he intends to live forever. So far, so good. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, the weather has been hot and is still hot over most of this nation. In fact, the last...
Hey, Derry.
Hello.
How hot?
I'm not ready for that. See, you think you know what I'm going to say. And because he handed me a little thing this morning and says, how hot is it? Well, I'm not ready for that yet. I was going to tell you the last few weekends, in fact, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And we've been working outside. Yesterday it was 103 degrees. Yesterday afternoon here in central Missouri. But that's not hot compared to where it has been. I stood out. I left home at 6 o'clock. Saturday morning, ate breakfast in an air-conditioned restaurant, but then the rest of the day, I stayed out in 103 degrees at a farm sale, believe it or not. It was 103 degrees in the shade, but we were all lucky because there wasn't any shade there. So it wasn't all that bad. But in Phoenix, and this goes back over a week, here's what they were saying in the New York Times. In Phoenix, July 22nd, a relentless and lethal blanket of heat has settled over much of the western United States, forcing the cancellation of dozens of airline flights, threatening the loss of electrical power, stoking wildfires, and leaving 20 people dead in Phoenix alone. You know, I should have Jay on the air here with me again today because he learned to fly in the New Mexico desert. And he always, he took me up one time when we were down there when he was working in the oil patch. And he said, now, we got to leave early in the morning because we don't want to be flying around here after 10 o'clock. Because in a propeller plane, the air is so light that it won't hold a plane up when that heat starts coming up off the desert sand. So American West canceled 22 flights of its Las Vegas hub last week. They said the temperature reached 117 degrees and a jet can't take off if it gets over 117. Anyway, officials of the National Weather Service estimated that more than 200 heat records were broken in the West during the last 2 weeks. Las Vegas tied the record of 117 degrees. Reno set records with 9 consecutive days of temperatures at 100 or above. The temperature in Denver reached 105, making it the hottest day there since 1878. You mean it was 105 degrees in 1878 in Denver? They had global warming way over 100 years ago, 1878. Gosh, I thought this was all just because of global warming. Anyway, Death Valley, California, it reached 129 degrees. Now, ask me, Jeff, how hot is it?
I'm not ready for that yet. Hey, Derry, how hot is it?
It is so hot that birds are using potholders to pull the worms out of the ground. It is so hot that the potatoes are cooking underground, you just pull one out and add butter, salt, and pepper, and it's ready to eat. It is so hot that farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice that keeps them from laying hard-boiled eggs. It is so hot that the cows are giving evaporated milk and the trees are waiting for the dogs. It is so hot that you eat hot chili pepper just to cool off your mouth. It is so hot you can make sun tea instantly. Instant tea, okay? That brings up a good story. When we had a young lady working for us out when we were out at the farm, and she made sun tea in the summertime practically every day. We had this great big jug. We had a couple of these big jugs. And one day she wasn't there. She had to go to another office downtown. And I decided I'd make some sun tea. And I thought, well, I'll just have a little fun with her. So I called her, got her on the phone, and I said, I'm getting ready to make sun tea. I said, there's some people coming out here, and we're going to have to make more than one batch. And it was weather kind of like it is now. It was hot, and we hadn't seen a cloud for weeks. I said, there's some people coming out here, and I need two batches of sun tea. She said, well, there's another jug in there. I said, I know that. I've got it all ready to make. But I said, can I set them out both at the same time? Will there be enough sun out there to cook both jars at the same time, or I'd need to do them one at a time? And she slammed the phone down and wouldn't talk to me anymore. Anyway, it's so hot that the best parking places are determined by shade rather than distance, and hot water comes out of both taps. That's how hot it is. All right, now, it is so hot in the state capital of Missouri, the city of the state capital, which is Jefferson City, Missouri, that just this morning, they, meaning the city council, and I have it here, it's the water emergency that authorizes all city officials' employees to carry out the provisions of Ordinance 13,905, which means you can't use any water to do certain things with. Now, let me read this to you and see what you think. You say, I don't live in Jefferson City. I don't either. And I'm glad I don't. But if I did, I'd be watering my grass, and I'd be squirting water so high that the cops could see it. Now, look at this. Listen to this. Restrictions passed Friday apply to all Jefferson City residents who are using water from a water company. I understand that. A public water district. I understand that. Or a private well. You going to tell me that the city council can tell someone that has a private well that they can't water their lawn? Watering, sprinkling, or irrigating lawns, shrubbery, trees, grass, gardens, vegetables, flowers, or any other vegetation, washing mobile equipment like automobiles, trucks, and trailers, cleaning outdoor surfaces, sidewalks, driveways, filling station aprons and porches, cleaning equipment, machinery, running of ornamental fountains, and refilling swimming and wading pools. Can't do that. If you're on a public water district or a water company, are a private well? Jeff, you called one of our county commissioners, and what did he tell you?
Well, at this point, the county commission is simply urging people to conserve, but he didn't see how the city council could put that in an ordinance to stop you using
it. I don't think they can.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'd test. If I was in the city limits, I'd test them. Anyhow, let's take a break. See, but what we have to do is convince people they cannot keep us from using private property.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
I'm back to the Jefferson City City Council here that has passed a resolution. What is it? It's not a resolution. It's an ordinance that says you can't water your lawns. And I understand this. I understand this totally. I'm not just trying to be rebellious here, but what I'm trying to say is, and as Chuck Baldwin states in his freedom documents, he says, educated people have never read the freedom documents. They have no idea what's in the Constitution of the United States, for one. And see, there's nobody on that council, anybody who was voted on that council, that when they got to the point that said, restrictions passed Friday apply to all Jefferson City residents who are using water from a water company, a public water district, or a private well. Anybody on that city council, when they said private well, they should have jumped up and screamed and said, we have no authority over private wells. But they just let that ride, and most people don't contest it, and nobody gets educated on this thing. But anyway, I think I don't know, we've got all that water information. We need to send those guys a copy of, I don't know what to send them, really, because, you know, this thing came up and it was defeated in the state of Missouri, that they, no way they can monitor a private well or anything. They got that thing beat, except in those few counties down southwest Missouri. Can't mess with a private well, people. Anyway, they don't know it. But they should. Okay. Wildfires are running rampant again. The other day I got a call from a friend of mine in Dolores, Colorado. No, I called her. And she said, gosh, you wouldn't know this country out here. She said, they've cut our grazing allotments way down. And she says, the grass and weeds and brush has grown up. She says, to the point that it's grown up and laying over, and we're getting all these lightning strikes. So she sent me some pictures then. I just got them today, taken out of the newspaper, of Dolores, Colorado. Now, not in downtown Dolores, but we're talking about in that area, which is just north of Cortez. Mesa Verde is on fire. And she showed me pictures within. She said, it gets so dark here, sometimes you can't see the sunshine because of the smoke. And she said that, you know, she said the biggest part of that could have been eliminated. She said, we didn't have those kind of fires when we had cattle out here. But anyway, so much for that. Wildfires flared across Arizona on Friday, threatening homes, consuming virtually all of the state's firefighting resources, and showing 50,000 acres in 24 hours in the past week alone. In Arizona, 154,000 acres have burned. Then it goes on and talks about how many, where those acres all were. But the point is, much of this, all of it practically, could have been eliminated. Yes, lightning is going to strike, and when it's dry, things are going to burn. But they don't have to burn all the forest off. If the grass had been eaten short like it was kept back in the days when the buffalo roamed, and then when the cowboys had cattle on the land, the grass was kept short, and you had what they call cold fires. In other words, I've had ranchers tell me, I've seen cattle graze and walk right through a fire. Because they were on the ground, they didn't get up in the trees. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Quickly to Dennis in New Mexico. Dennis, hi, you're on the air.
I just wanted to let the folks know that for some reason out west here, the media has been silent about forest fires. And from what I've heard so far by checking, there's been over 4 million acres of forest destroyed by fire this year.
In New Mexico?
In the west.
In the west. Well, now, we have seen... the media is carrying some of that because I have seen the forest burning on television. I don't remember exactly where. I was more concerned about southwestern Colorado because I have a lot of friends down there and I know that country pretty well.
Yeah. Well, like I say, most all you hear about is California, you know.
Right.
So many rich people out there.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. I want to talk a little bit today about Bush's pick for the Supreme Court Justice. His name is John Roberts, and you've all seen him on television now, and you've seen his kids on television. Let me, first of all, quote some of the things that Joel Skousen is saying. Joel Skousen says that Roberts is mild-mannered, moral, with a perfect establishment record of being a team player. Conservatives will think he is one of theirs because way back in his past, he correctly attacked Roe versus Wade and said it should be overturned, and that it finds no support in the text, structure, of history of the Constitution. He was correct, of course. Now, I'm quoting here Skousen. This is the language of a strict constitutionist. However, anyone who plays in the big leagues of Harvard Law School and establishment law firms can't maintain such strict principles for long. His wife is also an established attorney and works for the law firm of Pillsbury, Winthrop, Shaw, and Pittman, which emphasizes its expertise in facilitating, and we all know what facilitating is now, right? Deals with international corporations in Iraq. According to Joel Skousen, he says a perfect match for the Bush Republicans. Now, he says, and I'm again quoting Joel Skousen, conservatives will undoubtedly overlook in their quest to believe in Roberts' faithfulness to principle the fact that as recently as his Senate confirmation hearings to the D.C. Court of Appeals, he retracted all his strict constitutionism by saying Roe versus Wade is a settled law of the land. There is nothing in my personal view that would prevent me from fully and faithfully applying that precedent. What about his faithful oath to uphold the Constitution, says Skousen? Sadly, no one holds anyone accountable to that oath anymore. No, that's why they can make you not water your lawn with a public well, okay? Roberts' compromising stand on his confirmation hearing did earn him the unanimous approval of the Senate. That doesn't happen to be a true constitutionist conservative, ever. Indeed, he says, even President Bush, who at the beginning of his administration admitted, and I don't remember him saying this, but it would have never shown up in the news media anyway, but Skousen's quoting him, so I assume he's right. He said, President Bush, who at the beginning of his administration admitted he wouldn't know whether a piece of legislation was constitutional or not, called Roberts a strict constitutionist who would interpret the Constitution, not legislate from the bench. One of the things that makes Roberts a perfect Supreme Court candidate in his relative lack of written is his relative lack of written judicial rulings upon which to pin a label on him. He simply hasn't been on the bench very long. But even the slim record at the D.C. Court of Appeals gives me great pause in the case of Hamden versus Rumsfeld. Roberts agreed with the majority to grant blank check powers to the Bush administration for trying suspected terrorists without basic due process protections, without habeas corpus, which guarantees you a hearing, okay, and without any normal protections of fundamental rights. In doing so, Roberts shows a dangerous loyalty to the Bush globalist agenda. Now, I don't know a thing about Roberts, and I wasn't even going to talk about it, really, because I don't know anything about it. I just quoted what Joel Skousen said until this weekend when I watched him on television. Now, here they are, and in case you didn't see this, I will describe the scenario here. You have Bush on stage, and you have John Roberts standing beside him to his left, and then probably 10 feet over from Bush and Roberts is Roberts' wife and two little kids. Now, those two little kids look about the same age and size as John F. Kennedy's little kids looked when he was assassinated. And they have these little kids dressed more or less like John F. Kennedy's little kids were at the funeral. If that means anything, I can't believe they did this, but they did. Okay, now, that's all right. I'm going along with that. The little boy is 4 years old. Now, I've raised four kids, and I've been around a lot of kids. And a four-year-old kid's pretty smart. They're smart enough to behave. And this kid was running all over that stage, got down and crawled around like a little animal. And the wife didn't do a thing. Now, if that had been my wife, That kid had had his hair pulled out right on the stage. You know, I can teach a dog to sit and stay, and I'll guarantee you our kids behaved that way when they were 4 years old. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Anfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. The last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems. And there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And yeah, I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, half a truth is like half a brick. You can throw it further. Derry Brownfield.
And we are back. Let's go to the telephones. Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Yes, Derry. The other night when President Bush introduced Judge Roberts and everything, Judge Roberts said something that really got me toward the end of his little talk. He said that we live in a constitutional democracy. I was under the impression that we lived in a constitutional republic.
Republic, yeah. Sounds like Clinton talking, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see that mean little kid?
Say that again?
Did you see that mean little kid, that disobedient little kid?
No, I did not see that. They didn't show that.
Okay. You got someone there that did see him? Okay, Jeff, let's go. I don't know who we got, but we'll take him. Yeah.
It's Paul in Illinois.
Paul, hey, you're on the air, Paul.
Hello, Derry. My thing is the same thing as the man just said. He stood up there and made an oath, you know, that he supports a constitutional democracy. My God, this guy went to school. He ought to know that this is a republic, not a democracy. And all them politicians is saying democracy. They want us to forget about that. And I don't think they're probably teaching kids in school that this is a democracy.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
That's what Bush wants, a democracy.
Yeah.
He wants us to forget about the republic, all of them, not just Bush, all of them.
Right. Every time that Clinton got before a microphone, he told everybody what a great democracy we lived in.
Bush is the same.
I know it. Did you see the disobedient little kid?
Yes, sir, I did. That's pretty bad. You know, can't make your own kids mind. You're going to be a constitutional.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought if somebody's got a four-year-old kid that they didn't prep him when he got up on the stage and said, now, you stand by mother and don't you move. And that little brat just ran all over the place. I mean, if he can't teach a kid to behave, I don't want him judging me in a court. Do you?
I don't either. I'm disappointed. He's ignorant pretty well, you know, if he don't know the difference in a democracy and a republic. That's the trouble with all of our people out there. None of them cares about it.
You know, the sad thing is that, and the news media, they talked about that little kid then for a long time. Oh, isn't he cute? Doesn't that remind you of the little Kennedy's boy's name was? Wasn't that a cute? Those kids just steal the show. Well, he didn't steal my show. If he'd have been my kid, he'd still have a hard time sitting down.
He didn't do me either. He didn't do me any good. I'm disappointed with his choice. He goes right along with the program, whatever it is. He's a yes man.
Okay.
Just like Bush. And that's the way that's all we're going to get, you know? Well, have a good one, Derry.
Hey, thanks for the call, Paul.
A lot of people notice that besides me.
Well, the people that know better don't know what to, you know, we feel that we're at a loss because he'll be in there. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I don't know how bad he'll be.
You're going to go along just like it was, and you're going to change nothing.
I don't think they will either.
No,
but,
sir.
But that really bugged me that if he couldn't make his own children mind, I sure don't want him judging me at the Supreme Court level. You got another guest on there? Okay. Let me go into this Codex thing. They're going to vote on Codex. They did vote on Codex, I should say. I got my Codex and my CAFTA mixed up here for just a minute. Let me go into this CAFTA thing first, because Codex is kind of a done deal. CAFTA is going to determine what Codex does in here in the United States. Now, as I mentioned, Codex has already been acknowledged. It's there. Nobody from the United States delegation did anything to try to stop this guideline on vitamins and minerals. It's going to be adopted, and it's going to be overruled. Anything that we come up with will be overruled by the World Trade Organization. Now, it's in CAFTA, and if CAFTA passes, it's a done deal. Okay, here's what's going on in Washington as we speak. The Republican House leaders, and boy, they want this, are facing a do-or-die time, they tell us, on CAFTA, which is a Central America Free Trade Agreement. Now, there's closed-door deals, and there's arm-twistings, and there's bribes being offered, and I have said time and time again, these congressmen are bought and paid for. The Senate has already passed it, by the way. It's just a matter of getting it through Congress. Now, according to the Congress Daily, 105 House members will vote for CAFTA. 166 members will vote no. You say, well, that's pretty good. Yeah, but there's 163 more of these dudes that don't tell you what they're going to do. So nobody knows. So here comes the Republicans around and saying, look, you have a highway project back home, don't you? Don't you want to build a bridge across some river? And don't you want to do certain things? Don't you need some of this government funds that we can send you? Well, you know, we might be able to handle that for you if you vote for CAFTA. Now, this is what's going on. And like I said, there's a lot of undecided. I won't say they're undecided. They're just quiet, not saying anything. And they're going to vote probably by the middle of this week on this thing. So it's time to, I don't know what to do. Time, we say, you know, keep them cards and letters coming. You can do your phone calling. You can do your emailing. You can do whatever. But I'm kind of like Paul from Illinois. I think CAFTA is going to be with us, whether we like it or not. If it doesn't pass this time, it will next time. Anyhow, now let me go back to this codex. Codex, of course, is Codex Alimentarius, and it's coming to us from overseas. It was all thought up in Germany, and they have it in the European Union at the present time. And as the Carolyn Dean says, and she writes with newsrefuse.com, she said, in a stuffy, sweltering room holding about 500 delegates from 85 countries and many trade groups, only one lone consumer non-governmental organization spoke out, and Codex adopted restrictive vitamin and mineral guidelines. At a time in history, with the developed world suffering from bad nutrition, malnutrition, and obesity, with our nutrient-deficient factory-farmed food contaminated by pesticides and herbicides, with existing regulations favoring packaged, processed, homogenized food, and a developing world not always knowing where their next meal is actually coming from, Codex, under the guidance of Germany and the European Union, adopted the guidelines for dietary supplement that puts every restriction on trade of nutrients. In other words, you're not going to be able to go to your health store and buy herbs and vitamins and minerals and other types of alternative, and I'm not saying medication because they've been calling this nutrition all along, which it is. It is nutrition. Without a doctor's prescription, and many of these herbs are going to be outlawed because the big pharmaceutical companies are saying, well, they're not, they're really drugs, and they should come under the FDA, and drugs, a lot of these drugs really aren't even capable of coming under the FDA because they should be restricted totally. Now, what this is all about is, it's again, the popularity of dietary supplements. 80-some percent of Americans take some sort of a dietary supplement, whether it be health food type, vitamins, minerals, whatever it happens to be. And the medical profession tries to downplay this. Oh, you take that stuff, that's what's wrong with you. You quit taking all that and let us give you some dope here that'll really make you feel good, okay? And that's what it amounts. Well, Jeff's laughing, but Jeff, that's the truth. That's the truth. No, it is. I've seen it happen in families. Here's a little kid. Take him to school. Get him on Ritalin. All he needed is a whack across the fanny, and he wouldn't have ADA, you know, but or HDHV or whatever it is that they get. They're just like that little kid on the stage there that belongs to the Supreme Court justice. Not anything wrong with him except lack of schooling at home. You know, I get off the subject so easy, but I was at a steer roping down in Pawhuska, Oklahoma one time. Had the good fortune to sit in the box with Shote Webster, who had won every steer roping in the country for 10 years or longer there. And I mean, he knew steer roping. And in steer roping, your horse drags the steer until you holler, whoa. And this old horse was out in the arena, and he just kept going. And this guy was trying to tie that steer, and he kept hollering, whoa, 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 whoa. And old Shote, he got up where Shote could holler at him. He said, you teach them whoa at home. Well, you teach those kids to behave at home. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Huh? Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Looking at this article now, Kiss Your Health Goodbye by Carolyn Dean, M.D., she goes on to say that she talks about this risk assessment thing here whereby you're not going to be able to buy vitamins and minerals. It's as simple as that. She says it's based upon two agendas. First, to be able to strip the over-the-counter marketplace of everything but low-quality, low-dose-level products that won't do much to support or improve health. And second, to set up the framework to allow the big pharmaceutical companies to take over the supplement market as a new form of drugs where prices can be jacked up outrageously and doled out by doctors for a fee. She says also at this meeting, the WHO, that's World Health Organization's representative, Dr. Christine Leitner, she's from Germany. She's Assistant Director General for Sustainable Development and a Healthy Environment. She promoted the revised international health regulations that provide a global regulatory framework for international health. Now, this is what we're going to be abiding by, the people. She says if the World Health Organization is going to give more money to Codex, it will likely do so under the banner of sustainable development and healthy environments. It's just another nail in freedom's coffin and another piece of the interlocking trade agreement puzzle. She says the two interests served with the restrictive vitamin list are the doctors and the drug and vitamin companies that make cheap synthetic vitamins. Banned are high-quality, high-potency, natural-source, innovative nutrients. And bankrupt, she says, will be the companies that make them and the retailers who staff them. We're talking here about the health food stores. Kodak, she says, is a joint venture between the United Nations World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization, that's the FAO, but receives considerable input from the World Trade Organization, the WTO, which now has the power to enforce this Codex Alimentarius guideline. Now, again, that is in CAFTA. If CAFTA, as far as the United States is concerned, if CAFTA passes, we're going to have this vitamin mineral supplement legislation. It's not legislation. It's rules. It's regulations. Rules and regulations coming to us from foreigners. We're going to be just exactly like the European Union concerning whether or not you can take vitamins and minerals that you get at a health food store. Anyhow, think about it. It's something to do more than think about. We need to make some contacts, call as many congressmen as you can and say we've got to vote against this CAFTA. And see, people get a little bit confused. They can't realize a lot of the folks that are fighting CAFTA for other reasons don't even know that this is in here. I've had people call me and say, Derry, you need to talk about this because it's going to hurt so-and-so or such-and-such. And I ask them about this Codex amendment, and they don't even know what we're talking about. But it's in there, people. It is in there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and we have some scientists now that say that ivory-billed woodpecker that they saw in Arkansas ain't one.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, what are your toes doing this August? Well, if they're like 600,000 other smart, music-seeking toes, they'll be tapping away at the Missouri State Fair Pepsi Grandstand. State Fair concerts rock! And this year, you can tap your toes at 9 great concerts from August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia. Never been to a concert at the Missouri State Fair? Give it a whirl! Check out the lineup at mostatefair.com. You'll find everything from Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, and Brad Paisley to Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Or rock with Cedar and Crossfade or Hoobastank with Adonis.
Mellow out with the Motown sounds of the Temptations and the Four Tops.
After the show, keep your toes tapping at one of State Fair's many other entertainment hotspots. Order your concert tickets online or call Ticketmaster at 1-800-796-6776. Have fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia. Give it a whirl.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we are in the home stretch, and so is the ivory-billed pileated woodpecker. He does not exist. At least that's what a team of ornithologists led by Richard Prum, P-R-U-M, Prum of Yale University says. He knows. He says because he's an expert on pileated woodpeckers. He plans to report a case of what he thinks is mistaken identity. The bird described in Science, the expert says, is not an ivory-billed woodpecker, but a non-endangered pileated woodpecker. Prum's team includes a leading authority on ivory-billed woodpeckers, Jerome Jackson. He's from the Florida Gulf Coast University in Fort Myers and for decades has been unable to document not one single sighting. Prum and his colleagues scrutinized the video taken by a Cornell University team in the forested swamps east of Little Rock. Detailed studies of the bird size and white markings suggested could be a pileated woodpecker rather than an ivory bill. The third author of the paper is Mike Robbins. He's an ornithologist at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas. He's a member of the American Birding Association Checklist Committee, which confirms species sightings. Now, they all say that they don't think that is an ivory-billed woodpecker in that film. All three papers are expected to go online within a month. So we'll be able to read what they have to say about it and why they don't think he is. Interesting enough, however, though, is the United States Department of Agriculture has already poured $10 million into this thing. Nature Conservancy has bought up, and I don't have my figures here with me, so I can't tell you, but it seems like 5 million acres of land or something like that. I mean, that's what they're trying to get. So, hey, this was a land taking from the word go. And I don't know. I don't know what will happen, whether they're still going to spend those millions and billions of dollars even after these other ornithologists say it's not an ivory bill. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. But let's realize what that little old spotted owl did to the timber industry in the Northwest. And this little old woodpecker that doesn't even exist is going to do it to the timber industry in the South, the hardwood timber industry in the South. Let's go to Carkey in Nebraska. Carkey, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Glad to hear from you.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to make a comment on this nutrition thing that, Bill, they're trying to pass. This is a lot of hooey.
It's not really a bill. But go ahead, yes.
Well, all this hubbub about all this nutrition, why don't we, as a people, go after the pharmaceutical companies for all the drugs that they put on radio and television that they don't give any information on? They just say, see your doctor about it.
Yeah, see, why can't we run booze ads same way?
Yeah. Precisely. They took hard liquor off years ago.
And took cigarettes off.
Yeah.
Why can't we tell how good LSMFT is? You know, that's Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and say, see your doctor about it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes more sense to put nutrition things on and explain what they are rather than the drugs that they want to put on and then don't tell you anything about it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, we ought to go after them and get them taken off like we did hard liquor. Of course, it might make a lot of room for other people to come in and advertise, but...
Did you ever notice that you won't hear one bad word about any of this? I mean, the average American has no idea what this Codex Alimentarius thing is. They don't know anything about it because what percent of their income do you think comes from the big pharmaceutical companies?
Probably quite a bit.
Why, you know it does. I mean, every time you turn on the tube, there they are telling you, that they've got all this stuff that'll take care of you. And just ask your doctor. Hey, thanks for the call. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while they're near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
To you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.